Hello and welcome back to another episode of Drive Talk. My name is James and this is a podcast where every day on my short commute to work, I drive and I talk. So I've been better, I guess. Again, sorry for the sporadic podcast posting. If you guys were listening last week, I got hit with some kidney stones, and that was, like, the worst pain of my life ever. But I can now officially call that the second most painful moment in my life, because, this weekend I got hit, with another round, or maybe it was the same round of kidney stones that was making its way through me, and, yeah, if the last experience was a 10, this was probably like an 11 or a 12. Oh my goodness. I've never felt pain that bad. Knock on wood that will be the last time I ever feel pain that bad. Kidney stones are no joke. I don't know what to really say. It got so bad that my wife had to call an ambulance just because I couldn't take the pain anymore. And the hospital isn't too far from our house, but I was just in that much need of assistance that an ambulance was needed. So I got hauled away in the ambulance. I'm so grateful my wife was there, because when I got to the hospital, they didn't really give me anything in the ambulance. My wife requested if I could have some, basically some laughing gas, which she gives to her moms when they first go in labor. And the medic on the ambulance said we would have offered it to him, but usually it doesn't really make that much of a difference. At that point, because I was waiting to see a doctor and I was in so much pain, I would have took anything, and the laughing gas really helped. It just knocked me so loopy, and I was like as high as a kite. Pretty insane. To the point where, I've never really experienced it, but, like, my hearing kind of was, like, echoing and trailing. So if I would hear something, it would kind of, like, stutter and skip. It was a really weird, sensation. But again, at that point, I would have taken any state of mind to be in other than the one that was reality. So, yeah, that really, really sucked. So they basically loaded me up with morphine after that. And then the only thing they could really do was send me home with morphine tablets, and I guess it's just one of those things that kind of has to ride out, which really sucks. The next morning, my daughter came down with a pretty bad fever, to the point where she was saying her head and her back were stinging. We aren't, like, super, like, panicky parents. This is our third kid, so we've kind of experienced a lot as parents, so we kind of know, you know, what to react to. But the fact that she was saying her head and back were stinging, kind of sent us in a bit of a panic. So we called the ambulance again, and, also, by that point in the day, too, I had taken some morphine because I started to develop some pain. and it seemed like the pain was continuing to rise. So as the ambulance medics arrived, I told them my symptoms, and they said, you should come with us to the hospital too. So all of Sunday was pretty much spent in the hospital. Of course, by the time we got to the hospital, the morphine had actually kicked in, and I was as high as a kite again, which was good because it took the pain away. My daughter got seen to, and we kind of confirmed that it was just a normal fever and there was nothing to be concerned about. Which, it sucked that we had to wait in the hospital for that long. She got super cranky and tired, but, it was good to confirm that, she didn't need to go see a doctor. Monday, it was a kind of a stat holiday, so I stayed home. I had another kind of kidney stone passing, I guess. The morphine kind of helped me get through it. I guess the past couple of days have just been taking morphine and kind of riding through the pain. Not fun. The good news is that it seems like I have passed the stone that was in there. I was able to catch it, and it's a super small, like, grainy piece of sand. It's quite hilarious how such a small little thing can cause so much pain, but, I'm back at work. I was off yesterday. I was supposed to see the specialist, but then of course it snowed, so that didn't happen. So I've rescheduled that appointment to next week. My anxiety is like super high. I'm like so paranoid that something's gonna happen again. So hopefully the day at work will kind of take my mind off of things, but I'm pretty stressed out, and it's not a fun feeling, but I'm doing a lot better, and if I can just get over this kind of anxiety, I think I'll be all right. Okay, well, hopefully you'll hear from me tomorrow. I think this is all done. Cross my fingers, and we'll chat to you again tomorrow.